In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some of you may wonder, why are we celebrating St. Joseph on this third Sunday after Easter? It was Pope Pius IX who in 1847 ordered that a feast in honor of St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, should be celebrated on this day. Later on, Pope Pius X moved this feast to the Wednesday before the third Sunday after Easter. However, the solemnity can still take place on this day. The feast of March 19th, which is the primary feast of St. Joseph, always falls during the great fast of Lent, which restrains in some ways the celebrations of the faithful. So the Church gives us the second feast of St. Joseph, now during Paschal time, so we can give a full expansion to our joy. My brethren, to say anything about St. Joseph is quite difficult. Difficult because we will never be able to speak of him as he deserves. As the Virgin Mary was chosen among all women, in the same way St. Joseph was chosen among all men, for his very special role in the plan of redemption. To him, the Holy Scriptures give the title of just, which is not given to many others. And in the language of the Scriptures, to say that St. Joseph was just equals to say that he was a man of accomplished virtue, a man of real holiness. And this is the highest praise a man can receive. And the Holy Ghost gives this praise to him, Saint Joseph. So no reason to be astonished. After the mission of Mary as Mother of Christ, no mission was greater than that of St. Joseph, to be the foster father of the Son of God and the chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin. What a great mission to be the guardian of Jesus and of Mary. We can say, what a grace. Yes, but what a responsibility. But St. Joseph showed himself worthy of the trust of God. And we honor him as one of the greatest saints in heaven. So today I would like to speak to you about a very beautiful devotion to honor St. Joseph. The devotion in honor of his seven sorrows and joys. The Holy Gospels speak of St. Joseph when they talk about the infancy of Christ, in St. Matthew and in St. Luke. And from what we read there, The piety of the people came to find and to honor the seven most important moments in the life of Saint Joseph. The seven most important moments of his life, which are seven sorrows that become, at the end, seven joys. So the first sorrow of Saint Joseph was when he realized that the Blessed Virgin was pregnant. Now, he knew of her honor. He knew of her honor and didn't suspect any evil from her part. However, he could not understand what was going on. So much anguish in his heart that he even thought about abandoning Mary. But this sorrow turned into joy when the angel revealed to him the mystery of the incarnation. The second sorrow of Saint Joseph, he felt when he saw the Son of the Most High, God Himself made man, born in a stable, in profound poverty. But this sorrow turned into joy when he heard the chant of the angels and saw the brightness of that night, the night in which the Lord was born. The third sorrow of Saint Joseph was when he had to see the little child shedding his blood for the first time at the circumcision. But this sorrow turned into joy when it was given to Joseph as his legal father, the honor to give to the child the name of Jesus, which means God saves. The fourth sorrow of Saint Joseph happened when he heard the prophecy of Simeon, saying that Jesus and Mary were to suffer, and suffer a lot. But this sorrow turned into joy by the fact that Simeon also said that many would find salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. The fifth sorrow of Saint Joseph was when he had to take the little child and his mother to Egypt, away from the danger of Herod. But this sorrow turned into joy, because when the child Jesus entered into that land, all the Egyptian idols fell to the ground. The sixth sorrow of Saint Joseph, he felt when bringing the child Jesus back to the land of Israel after the death of Herod. He heard that the son of Herod, Archelaus, was in the place of his father, and he feared again for the life of the child. But this sorrow turned into joy when, admonished in a dream, he went back to Nazareth, where he was from, and dwelt there in security. And the seventh sorrow of Saint Joseph happened when, without his fault, he lost the child Jesus in Jerusalem and sought him for 3 long days. But this sorrow turned into joy when he found again the divine child in the temple, teaching the doctors of the law. So, my brethren, these are the 7 sorrows and the joys of Saint Joseph. As in the Rosary, we honor the most important moments of the lives of Jesus and Mary. So in this devotion of the 7 sorrows and joys of Saint Joseph, we honor the most important moments of his life. And the traditional practice is to meditate briefly upon each sorrow and joy, and then pray 1 Our Father and 1 Hail Mary in honor of each one of these 7 mysteries. So today the Church tells us to go to Saint Joseph and to honor him, to pray to him, because he can be a very powerful help for all of us in all our necessities. So I strongly encourage you to have a regular devotion to Saint Joseph. You can pray in honor of his 7 sorrows and joys, as I explained it to you. Or you can recite the litany of Saint Joseph or any other prayer in his honor. But it's good to have a regular, daily devotion to this great saint. Let us listen to the words of Santa Teresa d'Avila about devotion to Saint Joseph. She says, "I took Saint Joseph for my patron, and I recommend myself earnestly to him. I see clearly that he renders me greater services than I know how to ask for. I cannot call to mind that I have ever asked him at any time for anything which he has not granted. And I'm filled with amazement when I consider the great favors which God has given me through this blessed saint, the dangers from which he has delivered me, both of body and of soul." She continues, To other saints, our Lord seems to have given grace to help men in some special necessity. But to Saint Joseph, he gave the grace to help us in all of our troubles. And I know it by experience. And our Lord would have us understand that as he was himself subjected, obedient to Saint Joseph upon earth, for Saint Joseph, having the title of a father and being his guardian, could command him. So now in heaven, our Lord grants all the petitions of Saint Joseph. So my brethren, after these words, what do I say but honor Saint Joseph? Entrust yourself to him. Your worries, your doubts, your sickness, anything that troubles you, go to him because he can help you. The heart of Jesus cannot refuse any of his petitions. And as we see in his own life, when the greatest sorrows turned into joy, so may he, Saint Joseph, intercede for us, so that by the grace of God, all our difficulties may turn to the good of our souls. May all our difficulties turn to the salvation of our souls. Because, my brethren, the salvation of our souls is the only thing that really matters in this life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.